Homeland security begins at home, as commentator Carol Wasserman observes in her corner of Massachusetts.
We see him on the overpass, standing next to a 3-speed bicycle with sturdy tires. I assume it's the bicycle he was given as a kid, maybe 40 years ago. He arrives at his post early in the morning and stands there until dusk, rocking from side to side. According to one of his old school teachers, he's counting cars. He does not speak, so I have no way to know what he is thinking about or why it is important to him that the traffic headed east from New Bedford be watched so carefully. He has manned this post for long enough that we have seen him grow old over time. His military-cut hair is gray now, although his face is still smooth and unlined, in spite of long days in the sun. Someone loves him dearly and makes sure that he is clean-shaven. Someone makes sure that every steamy day of summer he is wearing a spotless white T-shirt and clean, pressed khaki pants. And now, as the days grow short and a cold wind blows in off the Atlantic and across the Route I-95 overpass, someone brings a stout parka out of storage, sends it to the dry cleaners, and makes sure, on days when there is a chilly pea soup fog or drizzle, that the thing is zipped up tight, so that the watcher on the overpass looks like a human periscope peering out from inside his fur-lined hood. He stands in the same spot, always, facing west, so that anyone or anything arriving overland from Providence or New York, from anywhere on the whole East Coast, is seen, is noticed. He does not watch the cars and tour buses and freight haulers headed away from our safe little corner of Massachusetts. He catalogs the traffic coming in. And since that fearsome day in September, he has stood watch behind a high wall of American flags, which hang from the chain-link fence meant to prevent mischief and accident on the overpass. The flags are made of polyester, which is neither biodegradable nor sunfast. After a long year hanging over the highway, all the white stripes have yellowed, and the red stripes have faded to pink. The watcher on the overpass stands next to his bicycle, surrounded by what look like the cheerful decorations for a little girl's birthday party. But he has begun to look pinched and worried. His face is drawn. He is rocking slightly faster than he used to. I believe that God is watching us, as are the government employees whose job is Homeland Security. I have no way of knowing to whom this silent man reports. All I know for certain is that he does not worry about those of us who are on our way out of town. But he does devote the daylight hours to scanning the license plates of all the cars we share the road with on our way back home.
Carol Wasserman is a writer and poet in Wareham, Massachusetts.